Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, liberation, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm very honored that we are joined by Rob McNeil in New Zealand. Rob is the executive president and treasurer of the Animal Justice Party New Zealand, a political party that was founded in 2022 and registered in 2023. So we'll hear all about this and their fascinating work. AJP. NZ. Welcome, Rob, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a real honor to be here.
I'm greatly honored, and thank you for all you do. So, let's start right out hearing about the need for political activism and how you were motivated to co-found this political party in New Zealand.
Well, it's been a real team effort, but there's no doubt that there's a need for political activism in the world. My training has taught me that we need to be active everywhere, at the grassroots level, in media organizations like your fine organization, and in politics as well, so to be active in all spheres. It seems to me over time I've learned that what we seem to lack most is money and power, and politics is literally all about power, who has it and how it's used. So that was it. The direct motivation was our colleagues in Australia at the Animal Justice Party had successfully formed a party of about 10 or 12 years earlier and gone on to have at one time four state politicians elected. So they'd done really well and are still very strong on animal issues. So that was somewhat inspirational for us. And we found out through research that if we could get 500 people to sign up as registered members, then we would get $70,000 in every election cycle of free advertising, and the name Animal Justice would be on the ballot for every New Zealander when they went into a voting booth. So that was motivation enough.
Wonderful. So I'd love to hear about some of the things that you've done with you and your team, of course, with the Animal Justice Party New Zealand.
Yeah, it's definitely all a team effort. We've got some amazing folk, graphic designers, activists, policy people. It's a real team effort. And we're just getting started. We were only registered about a month before the election, but we were still able to run 17 candidates out of 72 possible electorates and really working on a shoestring budget with very limited time. But we could see that just by being active in the political sphere, the language and the behavior of some of the other parties changed. And at all the debates and events that we attended, we could just tell that animal issues were treated in a different way. Specifically, we've been working on a mix of trying to get the party stronger and also active projects for animals. So some of those projects for animals include the fact that live export of mother cows, which was something New Zealand's done for many years, was banned by the previous government. But the new government, they ran on a platform of repealing that ban. So they're looking to reinstitute live export of cows, which is an absolutely crazy practice to take these poor cows and put them on a rust bucket ship and send them off to China. In fact, one of those ships even sank with a loss of 6,000 cows and 43 people a couple of years ago. So we're working hard to, along with many other groups, to make sure that live export is not brought in and other things as well. We're just currently launching a project that we hope will have wide appeal, which is looking at the fact that we have overflowing dog shelters and very limited information on cat euthanization and killing here in New Zealand. And so we're launching a campaign called Positive, which aims to shed light on the 50-odd dogs a week that are being killed in New Zealand and some really outdated practices and pounds, including the legal use of bolt guns to kill dogs. So we're really trying to find different angles to bring animal issues to the fore in New Zealand and get people's attention, and hopefully along that journey get into some more fundamental issues such as farm animals and the evil impacts of animal agriculture.
Thank you, Rob. And I'd like to go back later in the interview and talk more about the mother cows. we as all animal liberation activists realize what a challenge we have. So can you please talk about understanding power and the levers that operate it?
Absolutely. I'll do my best. And I'm just learning as we go along as well. But as I said before, politics is power. Who's got it and how it's used? And we've seen before that, we can push hard for laws to change and be successful, and then a new government comes along and just reverses everything. So we need to be active, obviously, in the legal sphere and in the grassroots, but also politics. I could quote Martha Gellhorn, who's an American novelist, I believe. She said that people often say with pride, "I'm not interested in politics." They might as well say, "I'm not interested in my standards of living, my health, my jobs, my rights, my freedoms, my future, or any future." If we mean to keep any control over our world and lives, we must be interested in politics. And I really hold that to my heart, that we can ask, we can speak truth to power, but there's no substitute for being in power. We don't have any unrealistic expectation that the Animal Justice Party, that the AJP, is going to be running the government anytime soon. But we can influence other parties, having them pick up our policies. We can meet with them. We can make sure that animals are in the room when the big decisions are being made. And we think that's really valuable. But we really need to build capacity to fight these the big money that's arrayed against us.
Yes, thank you. And I'd also like to ask what people can do to help. But before we go into that, I would love to hear more, even personal stories or the stories of the animals. So let's start with those mother cows.
Sure. A couple of things in terms of the live export. It is a crazy thing to think of these young kind of excess cows to the dairy industry that are packaged up and shipped off in these boats to China. You see the trucks being paraded into the ports and then loaded, and then spending 3 weeks or more traveling on these multi-deck ships with waste being dumped overseas after it kind of filters down between the decks. So you've got mother cows living in their own excrement, giving birth on board, often being their bodies being thrown overboard when they pass away on the ships. Most of these ships are just converted container ships, and then to arrive at the other end in China to go into the dairy industry for a period, and then obviously eventually killed as well, is something that really has torn at the heartstrings of New Zealanders. And a significant majority has supported the ban. Of course, the industry says, well, this is extra money we're losing here, and so they want to reverse it. But there's a petition that's going to be presented down in Parliament next week. I'll be going down for that with 50,000 plus signatures on it, and we really think we've got a good chance of not having this ban brought in. The dairy industry is the meat industry, is the slaughter industry. And on a personal note, I feel very strongly about abolitionism, about the need to stop the slaughter. And coincidentally, it's the 4-year anniversary yesterday of Regan Russell, the activist who passed away after she was run over by a pig truck in outside of Toronto. And I went to the scene that day to see her blood washed off the streets. And all she was doing was peacefully protesting pig trucks going into a massive slaughterhouse in Canada. So animals are suffering everywhere, and we need to do what we can. But my own personal sustainable activism, having been arrested for duck rescue 4 years ago and facing a potential 10-year prison sentence, which was luckily just knocked down to no conviction and a probation period, I found it more sustainable to move into the system side of things and trying to build long-term structures that can hopefully really make a difference.
Thank you very much. And yes, rest in peace, Regan. And also, speaking of live export, Jill Phipps, a woman in the UK many years ago, was killed by a truck that was bringing calves from the dairy industry to be shipped into live export, which I think goes to the Middle East from the UK. And we mentioned Regan Russell, and she lost her life on Juneteenth, 2020, and she was run over by a slaughter truck at a vegan demo, a vegan rally, a vegan protest at the slaughterhouse. That brings us back to political activism. So your work with Animal Justice Party New Zealand is on that successful avenue to bring that change for animal liberation, which of course results in a world of peace and harmony for all beings, human and otherwise, in this world.
Definitely, definitely. You know, in politics, a lot of people are turned off by politics. We live in a polarized world. We see that often people think nothing's ever going to change. And I think America is a good example of a different political system where it seems like, you know, if you don't vote Republican or Democrat parties, are you wasting your vote? We get the same argument here, the same argument's been made in a lot of countries. Things are too tight. We have to vote for one of the big parties to keep the evil other party out of power, whatever side of the fence you're on. I believe the opposite. I think that that you're wasting your vote if you vote on big parties. If there's a party that's close to your values, you've got one vote, you've got a voice to speak. A lot of people are disillusioned, don't even bother voting anymore. And I think that's a shame. There are alternatives out there. There's even the Humane Party in the United States with Brandy Walt, who's running for power, running as a presidential candidate, likely a write-in candidate in almost all the states. We need to support these things. We need to vote for our values. And most of all, you know, get out there and vote. Don't waste your votes on the big parties. Nobody's going to thank you for giving another vote to the Democrats or the Republicans. Seek out, you know, alternatives. There are other political alternatives too. There are ballot initiatives in Colorado and California to ban fur and to ban slaughterhouses. And getting out there and voting in those states on those particular issues, making your voice heard. If the voice for the animals is not recorded at the ballot box in any way, then, you know, the powers that be will continue to think that that our voices don't matter. So there is traction to be made. Get out there, seek out stuff in your area, and consider running. You know, get out there and look at, we should be looking at running candidates wherever we can. Getting that name on the ballot box just gives so much impetus. And while it might seem to be a big thing to look at running yourself or to getting involved with a party, you know, look at volunteering. There's a role for everyone. It could be as simple as sharing posts in social media groups or raising money or doing admin. You don't need to necessarily, you know, put your name on the ballot personally, but people can help in many ways. And for the AJP, we do take foreign members. We'd love to have some foreign members. We're very limited in the amount of donations that we can accept from overseas. But, you know, currently we're looking for people to support us to try to bootstrap ourselves up. We don't come from a money base. We're all 100% volunteers, and we have our website animaljustice.org.nz, and we're on Instagram as well. There are other parties out there in Europe, such as the Party for the Animals in the Netherlands is very, very strong. There's an Animal Political Foundation, which is supporting the growth of parties around the world. There's the Australian Animal Justice Party. There's so many options.
We're listening to Rob McNeil. Rob is joining us via Skype in New Zealand. Rob McNeil is the Executive President and Treasurer of the Animal Justice Party, New Zealand. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narro, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program, including vegan music and more conversation with Rob McNeil. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Now we'll continue our conversation with Rob McNeil. Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much, and to, again, your team at Animal Justice Party New Zealand.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Rob, it's exciting to know that AJP, Animal Justice Party New Zealand, had 17 candidates in the elections in 2023. Is there anyone you'd like to highlight?
Yes, well, certainly our candidates were last minute, so we didn't have money or time to really mount big campaigns. But one that I would like to highlight would be Sandra Kyle. She's a member of our executive committee and also a long-time activist, goes down to her local slaughterhouse every week with her stepladder and climbs up and sings to the mother cows that are all the cows that are waiting for slaughter the next day. They're kept in pens overnight, just off the road. She sings to them and gives them comfort and highlights their situation on social media. She's done some amazing street activism.
Hello, babies.
Here's Sandra Kyle.
There's a large rainbow in the sky. They'll be standing in the rain tonight.
Now I'd like to share a Sandra Kyle song with you.
Hello, babies. Hello, babies.
She's outside the slaughterhouse wall.
Om Jayanti Mangala Kali Badra Kali Kapalini Durga Kshama Shiva Dhatri Svaha Svadha Namostute Jayatvam Devi Shamunde Jaya Bhutati Harini Jaya Sabagate Devi Kalaratri Namostute Madhukaitaba Vidravi Vidha Arade Namaha Rupam Dei Jayam Dei Yasha Dei Shoujai Mahisasura Nanasi Bhaktanam Shukade Namaha Rupam Dei Jayam Dei Yasha Dei Dvisha Shumbhasya Ivanis Umbhyasya Dumvaksasya Samadini Rupam Dei Jayam Dei Yasho Dei Dvisho tonight. The rainbow seems to have gone. See goes. It's all right, babies. It's all right, babies. I'll be here for a little while with you. You're not alone. You're not alone, babies.
Singing a Blessing to the Cows Waiting at the Slaughterhouse, New Zealand, by Sandra Isobel Kyle, March 17th, 2024.
And now she's also a political candidate and working hard on developing policies and developing our team, working as a volunteer coordinator as well. She did also develop the moniker of the Singing Vegan, in a bunch of national articles over the years because of her kind of singing and giving comfort to the animals waiting for slaughter.
The Singing Vegan, thank you. And we know that animals love music.
Yeah, she's a very peaceful person, and it's an amazing thing to witness.
Yeah, that means a lot to them.
She's a good soul. She has a very calm very calm, very peaceful kind of presence. For someone in her 70s, she does an incredible amount of continued work. She just won't slow down.
Power. Rob, how about you personally? How have you been involved both with street activism and now being involved politically?
Probably like many of your listeners, I cut my teeth getting involved with grassroots organizations, specifically SAVE in Canada, where I was living for a period. Getting given a sign, coming out to a vigil, then at different times ran a chapter for DXE in London, Ontario, Canada, and also a chapter for AV, along with other leaders, co-ran those teams. Have the greatest respect for the grassroots efforts that still go on all over the planet.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, could you give us a little bit more detail? And this is applicable to activists and all animal liberation activists worldwide, of street activism, but also what is happening with laws.
Sure. Specifically, this is almost exactly the anniversary of Regan Russell's passing. She was a 40-year-long veteran of street activism who died under the wheels of a pig truck in Canada, literally 48 hours after the government had passed an ag gag bill, which limited or removed liability for truckers that hurt protesters. So a tragic waste, and honestly, it was part of my own journey. Like many others, dropped everything when we heard that there'd been an accident and rushed to the scene and got to witness just the tragic loss of an amazingly powerful, beautiful voice for animal rights. And it definitely helped me think my thinking about my own move from street activism and how we could do things systemically to look through a system lens and try to change the system.
Singing mantra to animals at slaughterhouse. March 20th, 2021. Sandra Isobel Kyle, New Zealand. About ag-gag laws for those who might not be familiar with it.
Sure, ag-gag laws are generally designed to gag activists to stop them highlighting what's going on in the animal agriculture industry. There's been a number of them that have been brought in different states, in the United States even, and then many of them have been struck down afterwards as being unconstitutional. But basically, it's the power of the animal agriculture industry using legal means to limit whistleblowers or limit people's ability to interact with farm animals and expose the truth of what's going on in the animal industry. And again, to me, the existence of these laws, which are passed by politicians, they're always passed by politicians, highlights the need for political activism so that these guys can't get together in quiet rooms and pass laws without spokespeople for the animals being present to speak up for them.
And again, I appreciate your political activism, and one of the things I think is most mind-boggling to me, especially in 2024, of how all the animal exploitation industries, both with animal ag and in laboratories, the military laboratories, chemical, biomedical, and pharmaceutical, is so horrific, and yet it's all hidden, sealed up behind cement walls, barbed wire. Nobody can have access, and yet here this is going on in universities a lot here and funded by taxpayer dollars here with the governmental agencies, including the NIH. And so do you have laboratories in operation in New Zealand?
We have significant efforts to stop animal testing, which does definitely go on in New Zealand and all around the world. Animal testing is a scourge on the world. Mm-hmm. The full name of our party is the Animal Justice Party Aotearoa New Zealand. Aotearoa is a Maori word. We have a very strong indigenous population here. The Maori people are very proud people, and we are very proud of the heritage and supporting indigenous rights here in New Zealand as well.
Lovely. Lovely, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate this opportunity, and I love the work that you do, and please keep on doing it, Marlene.
Okay, thanks again, Rob.
Okay, thank you, Marlene. Have a great day,
you
or
too.
A great evening.
Yes, thanks. Okay.
Cheers. Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a great pleasure to be joined by Rob McNeil, the executive president of Animal Justice Party New Zealand. One can visit animaljustice.org.nz for more information. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to Sandra Kyle for her music. During the break, we heard the piano music of Will Tuttle, the Duck Song, and the other keyboard music was by Sandra Kyle. Here's Sandra speaking at NARD 14, National Animal Rights Day, the first Sunday in June 2024, Auckland, New Zealand.
Slaughterhouses are abominations. The anguished cries of innocents go unheard, muffled by the roar of passing traffic and the indifference of the general public. In slaughterhouses, we see the roots of war. It doesn't have to be like this. And like the animals we enslave, we have free will. We can choose to, and we can choose not to. We can change, and we can do more. For the animals we memorialize at this cenotaph today, we are sounding a clarion call to arms, not armaments, but arms that pick up, rescue, comfort, feed, soothe, and heal. Not arms that launch a rocket or shoot a rifle, but arms that tear down, create, and build better alternatives to the status quo. We will put an end, once and for all, to the undeclared war on animals. In this movement, we are laying the foundations for a better world. What will that world look like? A vegan world will be a much more compassionate, just, and healthier place. And not only animals will benefit from the change. And a vegan world, in cutting out the secondary production of animal agriculture, will feed the nearly 700 million people who go hungry every year. The slaughterhouses have crumbled. Lab cages are empty. They are only sanctuaries, not zoos. Shelters, not breeders. Plant living, not animal skins. A vegan world will lead to a world without war. But to bring it about, we must consciously call forth the highest part of ourselves.
Sandra Isabel Kyle, speaking at the Auckland NARD, National Animal Rights Day, the first Sunday in June 2024. Snippet of her speech, and much thanks to Animal Justice Party New Zealand for this recording.
To supporting the work of our wonderful new Party for Animals, the Animal Justice Party of Aotearoa New Zealand, with which I am so proud to be associated.
And let's go out with another song by Sandra Kyle. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
This is a simple version of the Turkish March, and I hope you enjoy it.
I envisage a time when every man, woman, and child on earth lights a candle to ask forgiveness from the animals. We share the same mysterious life force within them that animates us. In this most profound sense, animals are just like us. Animal liberation equals human evolution. To unbelievers, I say, let us say. To those who respect and obey, I say, let us know. We're coming through.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.